This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. By now, you've probably heard about that tragedy on Saturday where one of the city's duck boats collided with a scooter near Boston Common, killing the scooter's driver, a 28-year-old woman. Well, the driver of the duck boat has been found to have several driving violations, including 10 speeding citations over the past two decades. But in a statement, Boston Duck Tours chief executive Cindy Brown said that, quote, safety has always been our number one priority. But the incident has also raised questions about the design of the duck boats themselves and whether there could be changes to make them safer on city streets. So on that point, joining us now is Peter Firth, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Northeastern University. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, the crash is still under investigation. We don't know exactly what happened, but when it comes to just the design or the potential safety issues of the duck boats, what do you see as potential problems?
It's easy to see from the design of the boat, Meghna, that the driver is up high and set back 10 feet or so from the front of the vehicle. So that creates a pretty sizable blind spot right in front of the vehicle, and since the driver sits to the left, especially in the right front corner.
Mm. Well, how is that different then from the sight lines of, say, a large truck or, you know, a big SUV?
Trucks and SUVs, the part of the vehicle that's in front of the windshield tends to be a lot smaller.
Right.
It still can be a problem with large construction vehicles. Often these special purpose construction vehicles, the driver is sitting back. And we had a terrible fatality that happened with one right near the northeastern right on the northeastern campus in 2000, when a truck turning right on red simply mowed over a bicyclist who was just stopped waiting at the red light.
Hmm.
This person was in the driver's blind spot, and they just ran her over.
Right. Well, and to your point about the duck boats, as the Boston Globe reported today, it seems like an almost 180-degree field in front of the duck boat driver, that where if you're 5 feet or less, like a pedestrian or on a scooter, as what happened on Saturday, that is a huge blind spot. So what possible changes could be made to mitigate those areas?
So blind spots are only a problem when you're going forward. They're only a problem when you're starting out. Once you're moving along, then the area that you know that is your blind spot, well, 3 seconds ago, you could see it clearly as you're approaching it. The problem is when you're just getting started, a person could have come into your blind spot, and that's when the tragedy can happen. So we have now cameras on a lot of our cars for backing up, so it'd be easy to install a camera. Trucks, whenever they're backing up, of course, there's always a big blind spot there. Everybody knows the trucks go beep, beep, beep when they're backing up. We could install a system like that on duck boats, that when they're just starting up, as they go forward, they give off some kind of warning like
right.
that. There are probably other ways that if people see it as a problem, they can think of a solution.
Well, Peter, let me ask you. I mean, duck boat operators say that these accidents are rare, but quite frankly, we couldn't find good data from the state or the city. With that in mind, I'm curious. These weren't designed for city streets, let alone 2016 city streets. Just briefly, do you think duck boats should even be on the road?
I don't think we should have to choose between having something that's, you know, that adds to our culture, it's meaningful for tourism, for Boston pride. You know, the duck boats, they add something to us. We shouldn't have to choose between culture and safety. We should be able to have both. We shouldn't have to wait. Also, we shouldn't have to wait and you know, throw out my numbers against your numbers and everybody's numbers to see, have there been really enough deaths yet that it matters. We shouldn't have to wait. The blind spot problem is an obvious one. It's an accident waiting to happen, whether it's happened yet or not. And the spirit of Vision Zero, which Boston has adopted, is we don't wait until there's a bunch of fatalities. We recognize what's inherently dangerous and correct it now.
Well, Peter Firth is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Northeastern University. Peter, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Glad to.